Okay, boys and girls, I'm going to speak to you for a wee minute or two. Are you looking forward to Christmas?
Yeah.
What's the best thing about Christmas? Hands up if you can tell me what the best thing is.
Okay, what's the best thing about Christmas?
Santa. Oh, you like Santa? Okay. Let's see. Presents. Santa and presents. Anything else? Yes, Leah? Jesus be born. Very good. That's the most important thing of all. Yes, sir? Snow when it comes, yeah. I will take one more. Yeah.
Building a snowman.
Building a snowman. Okay. Christmas dinner. Okay, one more, Megan. Sorry? Throwing snowballs at each other. I don't know what's your house. Okay, that's it. We can go on and go. And there's loads of lovely things about Christmas, which makes us really look forward to Christmas. But sometimes Christmas can be a sad time. It's also a time that, well, not everybody looks forward to Christmas. There's a story written many years ago, and in the story it had a man called Scrooge. And whenever he talked about the things of Christmas, he went, bah, humbug. He didn't like Christmas at all. And in this story today, which is a story from the Bible, well, there is somebody who is a bit like Scrooge going, bah, humbug, he didn't like Christmas. And the story starts far away from Israel, and see the first picture, some men who were very clever and wise. We call them the wise men. These were men of science. Men who were so clever and who looked at the stars and believed that the stars could teach them important things. And they saw this wonderful new star, and they believed it was a sign that a new king was going to be born. And a new king in Israel. And these people lived in a land, the East, Babylon or Persia, we're not sure exactly. But that was probably where, do you remember in the Old Testament, the story of Esther and the story of Daniel? And Jews like that who had God's word, they lived there. And probably from them, they had heard about there would be this special king. So, these wise men, they were very wise. They didn't wait at home. They got onto their camels. You'll see the next picture. They went right into the desert and traveled for miles and miles in searching for Jesus. And there may be times they were tired. Maybe times during the day it was so hot in the desert. Times at night when it was so cold. But they didn't stop. They kept searching for Jesus. And you know, sometimes boys and girls and mums and dads, sometimes searching for Jesus can take a long time till we find him. So if you're searching and haven't found Jesus as your Savior, as your Lord, please don't give up. Keep searching. Keep looking for Jesus. And so they traveled on, and we'll see the next picture. They came to Jerusalem, and here they've met the man who went, bah, humbug. Herod. Herod, he didn't like the news that there was a new king. He was the king. He wanted to rule. He didn't want Jesus to rule over him. And so the wise men came to his palace thinking a king would be born in a palace in Jerusalem. And he said, Herod, where's the king? Herod didn't know. So he got some teachers of the law, men who knew God's word, and they went to their Bibles and to a prophet called Micah, and Micah said that this baby would be born, this new king would come from Bethlehem. Now, I want to think about these teachers of the law. They were a wee bit like ministers. They taught God's word. And their whole religion was all about the coming of the Messiah, which is another name for Jesus the Savior. And even though they lived in Jerusalem, and Bethlehem was just down the road, did they get up and go and look for baby Jesus? We never read that they did. They were lazy. They weren't going to search for Jesus. And that reminds us sometimes, boys and girls, we can come to church, we can sing hymns, we can read the Bible, we can say prayers, and still not know Jesus. Still not search after Jesus. And that is sad. Would you imagine on Christmas morning, and you go and there's lovely, lovely presents all wrapped up, And you go and you rip the paper off, and then you play with the wrapping paper. Would you do that? No, you're not that stupid. I know you're not that stupid. Maybe when you're a wee baby, you might have done that. There's maybe a wee girl in our house who might do that. And sometimes, just play with the wrapping paper. That's silly. But sometimes if we just say prayers and read our Bibles and come to church, but don't know Jesus, we're playing with the wrapping paper. We're being really, really silly, aren't we? So, these wise men were then told that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. We see the next picture. They then heard come and says to them, you go and find where Jesus would be born. He told them this quietly. This is our wee secret, he said to them. You find out where baby Jesus is born, come back and tell me, and I will worship him. Did Herod want to do that? Worship Jesus? No, he's remember, bah, humbug. He wanted to kill Jesus. And he asked the wise men, at what time did the star appear in the sky? Because he believed the star appeared the moment Jesus was born. And they would have told him, oh, it was actually maybe a year ago. But he hated Jesus. He hated this idea of a new king that he had to follow. He hated this idea of a savior who was going to come. He didn't want Jesus. And so there's some people like the teachers of the law, and they like their wee bit of religion, but don't know Jesus. There are other people like Herod who don't want any religion, who don't want Jesus at all, and are filled with hatred. That's sad. But the wise men, they went on. We'll see the next picture. They followed the star, and the star came to Bethlehem, and it rested over the house where Jesus was. At this stage, Jesus wasn't in a stable because he was older. We'll see the next picture. They went in, and Jesus actually wasn't a tiny little baby. The shepherds had long gone. He was a bit older. And they gave him their wonderful gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And they bowed down, and they worshipped him. And they worshipped him, even though he was a little baby. Because amazingly, this little baby was the very God who made the world. Isn't that amazing? That God came into this world to be a little baby, to die on the cross, so we could be rescued from our sin. Isn't that amazing? And that is a wonderful miracle of Christmas. Yes, it's wonderful to have presents. It's wonderful to have Christmas dinner. It's wonderful when the snow comes and build snowmen and have snowball fights. That's wonderful. What is far more wonderful is that God came to this world as a little baby so we could be rescued from our sin and go to heaven one day. Let's see our last picture. Boys and girls, we're all in this story today. Where are you in the story? Are you like Herod, who hated Jesus and you don't want anything to do with Jesus? And you're here today, maybe your mum and dad, you're here because of children. But to be honest, the quicker you get out, the better. You haven't time. That's sad. Or are you like the teachers of the law? You have some religion, you say your prayers, you read your Bible, but you don't know Jesus as your friend, your Savior, Lord. Or are you like the wise men who searched for Jesus and searched for Jesus and search for Jesus until they find Jesus? And you only find Jesus when you come to trust in him to take away your sin and take him as your Lord, your King, your Master. Oh, boys and girls, may this be a wonderful Christmas. I hope you get a lovely present on Christmas morning. And you can come bring one quiet present with you here on Christmas Day to show me. That'll be lovely. Be great to do that, but don't play the wrapping paper. Don't beat the wrapping paper. Take Jesus, have Jesus as your Savior, your friend, your King.